Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're here for our annual Christmas cantata. I call him Lord. Gather in this place to sing and rejoice, for God's gift has come. He is our Emmanuel and the Savior of our hearts.
We remember that starry night when our God became flesh and dwelled among us. We celebrate that holy night when the voice of Almighty God was heard in the frail cries of a baby, and the world witnessed a spark that would blaze into the greatest act of love ever known. And we long once again to come and adore him.
For thousands of years, God's people had waited for the Messiah. For 400 years, God's people longed to hear the voice of their God. And then everything changed on that first Christmas day when Jesus, our King, was born.
Thank you.
Seeing the star in the east, the wise men rejoiced and traveled a great distance to worship Jesus. The shepherds were astonished and terrified by the sight of the angelic host. They too journeyed to bow before him. After seeing the Christ child in the temple, Simeon was overcome with praise at the sight of the Messiah. As we pause to remember, our hearts are also overwhelmed by this baby, because he is the one the world was waiting for. He is our Emmanuel. He is the Savior and the Lord of the world.
We believe what the prophet Isaiah declared so long ago. A child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever.
Counselor, mighty God, ever.
In the small town of Nazareth, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her she would give birth to a son and name him Jesus. In a dream, an angel told Joseph, Mary's betrothed, he should not be afraid to take Mary as his wife and to name the child Jesus. As they each heard this, Mary and Joseph knew this name was unlike any other.
Jesus, the name that would cast out fear, cause demons to tremble and bring salvation to anyone who would call upon it. The name that would be worshiped for all eternity. Jesus, the Son of God, is worthy of this name because he humbled himself, became a man, lived a sinless life, and was obedient unto death. Jesus, the name that is above every name, at which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Thank you.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. This babe, whose name had all authority and majesty, was born in the lowliest of places. He was the very Word who spoke the galaxies into existence and created all things. He was holding all things together, even while Mary was tenderly holding him. He was the Savior who would later promise to prepare a place in heaven for all who would believe in him.
And yet, on the night of his birth, there was no room for him. Can you sense the divine irony of this moment? Most everyone in Bethlehem missed the wondrous miracle that took place in that humble stable. While their physical bodies were so close, their hearts were so far. Today, we are not all that different from those in Bethlehem that night. Christ is here, right here in our midst, and he is looking for a place, a heart, that he might love and fill with new life once again.
Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for
Jesus left his throne of highest glory to be with us and become one of us. Though his rightful place was one of wonder and majesty, he humbled himself and came as a meek and precious child.
We celebrate Christmas because of what this day brought to a hurting and hopeless world. Hope, healing, peace, love, joy, and salvation were born to us that day. Jesus is the complete fulfillment of every divine promise and the answer to every longing heart. May our response to him be just like those who came to bow down and worship him. May we surrender our past, present, and future to the sovereign hand of Jesus, our Lord.
Redeemer,
That concludes our cantata. I can tell you that our choir worked really hard on this, but the one that shines to me is Beth. So thank you, Beth. It's beautiful. We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.